All families have stories they tell at every gathering, from Sunday dinners to funerals to afternoon picnics until everyone knows them so well that they are boiled down to a punchline. Do you remember the time Uncle Bill drove the car into the lake? Or, you know, Aunt Harriet could never cook. Remember when she left the Christmas turkey in the oven overnight? That's all that needs to be said before everyone laughs. They already know that Uncle Bill never drank, but his younger brother had slipped bourbon in his Coca-Cola. They knew that Aunt Harriet's dog began barking when smoke began to pour from the stove, waking everybody up so no one was injured. The firemen put out the fire quickly, and Aunt Harriet got the brand new beautiful kitchen she had always wanted. Sometimes, however, the details of the story that are lost over time are the most important parts of all. And then there are the tales that aren't told, only whispered. They are too tragic, or they just make us too uncomfortable because they tell a truth about ourselves or our families we don't want to hear. My family was no different than any other. We had stories we told and those we did not. And as time marches on, and we get farther and farther from the people and events in each anecdote, this collective wisdom is lost and forgotten.